Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. What are you reading right now? Any self-help books? Bob's on one that sounds pretty good. And on this episode, he shares some of the things he's learned so far. Enjoy.
Oh, it is kind of low. Talking?
Hey, I'm feeling a little low. Why would I be feeling so low? Oh, wait, yeah. Maybe because it's backwards.
How's that? Yep. Was it backwards?
Yes.
Yep. It says back right on.
I am embarrassed at that.
Why are you embarrassed at that?
Because I was just asking you about my mic levels, and the fact was that my mic was backwards, and that is such a typical Bob thing. It's the stupidest reason that this thing happens, right?
Yeah.
And it's that when the tech says to you, have you turned your computer off and then turned it back on again?
Yeah.
It's like, damn. Why didn't I think of that? Reboot.
I could have done many more things.
But I didn't. So I have to get over my feelings. I'm trying that. I'm reading some self-help stuff lately, and I'm liking it, but it's making me feel a little stupid. Like I should have been living better than I am right now.
Well, but I mean, that's what they're designed to do, most of those books.
Usually when I listen to stuff like this, I'm going, it's reaffirming. It's like, yeah. Oh yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what the name of that is. Okay.
That's why I buy this books that I do and choose the books that I do, because they're going to validate who I am. I don't need new advice.
All right. So what's the advice that you're getting?
Well, this one is called 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think. And darned if 1 through 6 didn't change the way I think about different things. I mean, really, they talk about emotional intelligence.
Okay.
And they talk about social intelligence, which is different than emotional intelligence, but connected. They talk about fear. Okay, this is a thing. I've got a theme going right now that was initiated by my mentor, Gary Strack. He's my mentor back in the corporate days. I recently reconnected with him. I'll tell you about that in a little while. But one of the topics that he raised was that fear is driving everything. All the politics and everything that's happening, it's all because of our genetic predisposition to be fearing humans, fearing beings. And then
not to be scared of humans, but people, beings that have fear in them.
Yes, but you know something? What is more fear-worthy? Humans. I mean, look, think of every zombie movie you've ever seen.
Yeah.
They have an under theme or an over theme that is the zombies are bad, but the humans are worse.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, but fear, this essay, I think the second essay I listened to from this book gave this sentence. It just said, fear equals attention. And that blew my doors off because it was so simple.
Yeah.
And it applies to so many things, like the media.
Yeah.
Okay.
If fear it equals leads, attention. It leads.
Yeah. Right. And why? Because we're afraid, so we have to pay attention. That also applies to improv. Because when you're up on stage and you have that surge of nervousness and fear, you are really paying attention to what's going on. So it can be a positive thing and it can be a negative thing. You know, but that simple equation, I was like, why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I know that already? But now I do. And that's the beauty of learning. Once they say it, it's mine.
I was trying to think of a follow-up question. I do have one.
I love that moment of silence. It was like a beautiful pregnant pause.
I do have a follow-up question.
Oh, yes, you in the back.
So
please.
Yes, thank you. So 101 of these.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been through the first 6, or you've listened to more than just 6?
Oh, yeah, no. At this point, I've listened to I think 11 or 12 of them.
Okay, so let me ask you: was it just that the first 6 they were like, okay, these 6 have to be really good, and then the rest of them, the other 95?
It's like album, like the old albums, right?
Yeah.
The first 4 songs, you knew were going to be pretty good. After 4, it gets a little sketchy.
We just have to round out 10 to 12 songs.
I got to believe with 101, it's going to really have some variation in terms of the quality.
Yeah.
Or the applicability.
Applicability.
You know what I'm saying? I sometimes lose my consonants.
Yeah.
And sometimes entire words. Thanks for joining us, dear listener. The book I was referring to in this episode is called 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think by Brianna West. I'm now up to essay number 30, and I can honestly recommend this brilliant little gem of a book. I don't know where Brianna gets her wisdom, but it's powerful magic, and I think it can help a lot of people clarify their thoughts. I don't know what the next 71 essays will bring, but what I got out of the first 10 made it worth the price of this book. And if you're worried about that, go to the library and hug a librarian while you're there. That does it for this episode of Your Daily Dose. We'll catch you next time.